It started out as a group project for 11 Mount Mary University students over the course of a semester, but now there's a new online resource on suicide prevention specifically relating to Milwaukee's demographic and the bad reputation of the home bridge. Earlier today, I spoke with Mount Mary University graduate student Bryn Rhodes, who worked diligently on this project.
We were surprised as a class to learn that almost to a person, everyone in the class has been touched by a friend or a relative who struggles with depression or suicide. It's not the kind of thing that people readily talk about. So it's much more prevalent than we think. Men and middle-aged men, which we wrote about on the website, is the highest risk group.
During this project, I know you worked on it over the course of a semester with 11 students. I also know that you partnered with community organizations about the stigma of suicide. How, as a society, can we lessen that stigma?
I think we need to talk about it a lot more. I think, like many of the mental health issues, we need to bring it out of the closet. I think that when people open up about it, they find that there are many people in the room who are also either have been touched by depression or a family or friend who was suicidal.
I'm speaking with Mount Mary University graduate student Bryn Rhodes. Many people may be familiar with the story of Kevin Hines. He was the man who attempted suicide by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. What did you learn from Kevin? And what kind of insight did he give you about people thinking about ending their life?
Kevin said that the first thing that he thought after he had jumped off the bridge was the first thing that he had felt was regret. As somebody attempts suicide, a lot of times, I would say the majority of the time, that regret is the first thing that they feel after that attempt, that they didn't really want to commit suicide. They just desperately needed help, and they desperately needed some kind of intervention.
So I know the home bridge is not the Golden Gate Bridge, but what kind of statistics did you find regarding the home bridge in Milwaukee?
We were shocked once we started studying the home bridge. There is almost no barrier on the home bridge. As we became aware of the home bridge being a suicide bridge, the current barriers are so dangerously low.
So, Bryn, you developed a website that you're hoping community leaders and different organizations can use as a teaching tool. Tell me a little bit about your site.
Our site is www.stopsuicidemke.com. And at the site, there's a lot of information about community organizations, community activities, stories about people who have been touched by suicide, parents who have had children who have committed suicide, and then, again, a lot of resources people can contact if they're struggling or if they know somebody who is struggling.
It was Mount Mary University graduate student Bryn Rhodes. And if you remember, John, just this week, first responders saved a man's life who jumped off that very bridge.
Yeah, seriously injured.
Yeah, and again,
he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive and so thankful to be alive. StopSuicideMKE.com is that website if you want to check it out. There's information about mental health in the African-American community, the demographic that's most at risk. And then one woman's mission to install those suicide barriers along the home bridge. You can read all about that. And there's also suicide survivor stories on that website as well.
It's 5:56. Business headlines up next.